Welcome to Allegedly, I'm Theo Von.
Yes, he's the host whose penis is so small it looks like another belly button.
Wow.
And me, Matthew Colweiss.
Who tells jokes that people's grandfathers tell. Okay, welcome to Allegedly, the competitive podcast. And today's guest is the hilarious. What other adjectives do you like to have described by?
Well, today you're beautiful, apparently,
thank
but
you.
Today,
yeah.
According
you.
To Theo,
yeah,
actually today.
Yes, and I walked in and Theo said, you look really pretty, actually. I thought, that's not a great way to end the sentence, but it's right up there with just saying. I'm just saying.
Right.
That was means you previously you said something kind of rude or asshole-y.
That's why Theo's single.
Yes.
But you actually, have to play.
Oh, other adjectives describe me, I would think, besides hilarious and fashionable, I think considerate.
Okay.
Fantastic mother.
Okay, these are getting boring.
Okay.
Heather McDonald is here with us today.
Yes, this is Heather McDonald, and we're breaking ground because this is our first podcast host as well that we have on our podcast.
Yeah, oh, that is
so
exciting.
This is really neat. So you're familiar with this,
yes.
But now we're flipping the game a little bit and putting you in the hot seat.
I love
being a guest on podcasts. I mean, I started my podcast 6 months ago, and I so love it.
Your fans love it.
I mean, it is like, I kind of reluctantly did it, kind mm-hmm. of thought, not to be a snob, but like, I guess at this point in my career, I have to have a podcast,
right.
You know, like
right.
until the next TV thing comes. And I love
it's
it.
Great.
I love having my friends come on. I love doing the interviews. I love preparing for something
okay.
every week.
But
I really like
I
it.
I think that's great.
And I keep trying to tell people, so many people, well, obviously people listening know how to do podcasts, but please spread the word because people don't even know that you have the icon on every iPhone that says podcast.
Right,
like all you have to do is click and every single one is on there for free.
People don't know anything though.
They don't know anything.
That's
well,
true.
What they do know and they're going to know is that your podcast is on Podcast One.
Podcast
it's called
One.
Juicy Scoop. And I had shows this past weekend in Tampa, Florida. And some fans that had heard me on your podcast came out.
Good. And, doesn't that make you so happy?
Well, the little girl was married. She was cute. So it made me feel.
All comes back to that.
Yeah, it all comes back to that. But anyway, welcome to our competitive podcast. I already explained to you how it's going to go.
No, you never did.
No, he
right.
didn't.
But I was saying that so we can edit it out
like,
later.
Competitive? What, tell me what this is.
Matt and I are each going to tell a story.
Okay.
We have three rounds. And you
okay.
serve as the celebrity judge and as
great.
The celebrity interview. The first round is Theo and I will each tell a story of something that's happened to us in a funny or embarrassing sort of way.
Or going on
at the moment.
Great.
And then you get to judge based on whatever criteria you think is a better story.
Great.
And then second,
love
we'll
it.
Take turns interviewing you and you get to judge who did a better job. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we pick a topic to debate that Theo and I disagree on. And you will also chime in with your opinion, but also pick a winner of such said debate.
This
yep,
is,
and then you pick a winner
great.
Of the entire podcast. So this
the
first
formatted podcast, I
yeah.
like it. Not just bullshitting for an hour.
Yeah.
No.
Whole beginning, middle, end.
I
please.
Mean, barely, but
okay.
we're,
well,
this
I'm
is
impressed.
Still bullshitting for.
I'm actually really excited.
Very,
I'm impressed.
The thing is, Theo and I are so different. You know, I'm gay and from Philadelphia and Jewish. And
Matt is pretty much close to a pedophile, except these guys are 19 years old. These guys
uh-huh.
that he's trying
that's
to date.
Right.
I'm not denying
that he
it.
Faked being an Uber driver around USC to meet young men.
That's
which,
not true.
Genius.
That's not true. I mean, it's borderline true, but that's not true.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So our first round.
It's called sharing. And so we each have 5 minutes. We can tell a story. We can tell what's going on in our
great.
Lives currently. And you're going to be judge of who shared better. We can all chime in. I'm going to go first.
Ooh.
So you get approached by strange things in this business in Hollywood, like an email just come through and be like, okay, here's an offer. Someone wants to talk to you about this project. Some of them are horrible. Some of them are great. like there's famous stories. We have a friend, Dr. Will, who at one point was offered an opportunity to co-host of American Idol whenever Brian Dunkelman fell off.
Wow.
And he didn't even go. He's like, it's just not in my wheelhouse, right?
Wow.
You have stories about Brian Dunkelman from American Idol who's like, do you want to come back? He's like, nah, this isn't for me, right? And then American Idol went on to be a big show.
Wow.
Anyway, so I get an offer the other day. It's a company and I won't say the name of them, but they're like, okay, what we want to do is we want to have like live games on Twitter. Like live, like basically
like Monopoly?
No, like dog races is what they said, right? They're like, we want to have dog races, okay? And we want you to like MC these dog races.
On Twitter. So like Periscope, like you.
Yes.
Watch
basically
it?
Okay. You would like tell people, okay, I'm going to, there's a dog race coming on. You can bet on it.
Like something that pet people won't like?
I don't know. I think it's a cute thing.
Because you're not asking them to fight. You're just asking them to run real fast.
No fighting. And if they do fight, I'll probably separate them.
Okay.
But it's like dogs are racing, and over the seasons, it could be different animals,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, get the panda bears out there and then the dolphins. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
The guy has like a foreign accent, and he even said raccoons, you know?
Okay. No, he didn't.
I swear he did. He said raccoons.
I would pay to see raccoons race for sure.
There's nothing better than that raccoon video where they take the food.
Oh, yeah.
And the
absolutely.
Dog, and then run away with their long hands. Oh, my God. I love
it. I like the video of the black guy at the funeral throwing a dove into the air, and it's supposed to fly and it's dead, and it just
that's amazing.
Falls and hits the ground anyway. But anyway, so the guy, and he's like, we're going to give you like 30,000 shares in this company, right? But the company, like, it's not real.
Like 30,000 shares of nothing, basically.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get you to work for free.
For free. Yeah.
And hope that something happens.
Right. All right. And okay. So like, but I'm debating it now. And then I've spent literally like 2 hours like discussing with friends, like, what do I do? Like, cause what if this is the next, like, you know, not Facebook, what
or
if it's the
next American Idol?
Yeah,
the next
exactly.
American. Which what if really, if I just can interrupt really quickly when you talk about American Idol, I auditioned to be the host.
Wow.
With the Ryan Seacrest. And the Ryan Seacrest, the part that Brian got. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I actually went, so it'd be a better story if I blew off the audition together, but I went and didn't get it. But when they described the show to me, I was like, this is ever gonna work.
Wow.
And then the other one that this one I actually did blow off an audition for a couple years ago, my agent called and said, it's really kind of interesting. It's a show. It's going to be on AOL.com. And I'm like, oh, come on. You know? I read it. And I'm like, whose father becomes a woman and you're also a lesbian? Transparent.
Ooh.
I'm like, this will never work.
Oh, that's
not that
one's a kick yourself.
Part. Again, it wasn't like it was offered to me and I passed it. But I have horrible judgment.
So whatever you tell me, I should do the opposite.
I have horrible judgment, but I see what you mean.
I have to call this guy and I'm going to be like, do I want to host like these dog races?
Well, how much time commitment would it
that's
be?
That's the thing. It's going to be like 6 hours on the last day before I fly out of town for the holidays. So that's going to be a hectic day.
Where are
already.
They doing it all?
In Venice somewhere.
In an underground in a basement somewhere.
But probably so. Like, so I'm like, but
I come from the philosophy of the Joan Rivers philosophy.
Yes, I know that.
And it's like scrappy. I mean, Kathy Griffin's the same way. We're kind of scrappy. When you're a comedian that can kind of do anything, you can host, you can act. It's like, you just never, there's so many things we can do. And like, it's truly, we are in the place of like throwing enough shit against the wall and maybe something will stick. And I don't know what that is. I can't predict. You know, so I don't know. I think because it's not costing you anything and it's literally, I think get your shit together and I would say do it.
Okay.
It's one day.
Right.
So it's one day
but
out
it's
of
like
your life.
The busiest day. I mean, the day
it
you fly out of town before
day,
the holidays
like,
is always busy.
But I know, but you can prepare several days before that.
You're right.
Do it. And then, worst comes to worst, you're going to come back here and have a great freaking story.
That's true.
But what kind of dogs? I don't even know. Like, what if these dogs don't like me? And what if nobody like wants to bet on like,
well, then it's a dead thing and you tried it and you don't have to wonder if you blew off the next American Idol or Transparent.
This is dog racing in Venice in a basement. And I'm considering like, that's the crazy thing. Like,
welcome to Hollywood.
I have great
but it's
things
like,
going
who would
on.
Have thought, you know, any of these things that are a hit,
exactly.
You know, when you like that you like Impractical Jokers. I'm like, my kids love that show.
Everybody loves it.
And they're all friends and they're not, you know, they're not particularly young or hip, but it totally works. Mm-hmm. And who, you know, and you think, God, why didn't we think of that? Like
right.
All of my friends, I could have totally done that. That's all we do to each other all day. But they actually took the time to film it. So it's like, who knows, you know?
Okay, that's my time. So okay. that's my story.
Well, that story was awful.
That's my share
awful.
Moment. It's sharing, bro.
All right, it was awful. I've got
awful.
This one in the bag.
Jesus.
Okay, let's
hear it. This involves dogs as well, ironically.
Oh, my God.
And since you are a New York Times bestseller
with your
Blue Balls book, this has a little to do with Blue Balls as well.
Great.
So dating out in L.A. is very hard.
I know.
You're married. So
I was here dating before. I'm from L.A.
You get it.
Yes, I get it. And I do believe that it is harder now than it was 15 years ago.
Add being gay to it, which I find even harder.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. I go on a date with a guy I met on Tinder.
Of course.
So Tinder, Grindr, swiping. No, this is Tinder. This was an actual date.
Wow, he's okay. On both.
This is, of course, yeah. You know, you never know what need you need for the day.
Okay.
So I swiped right.
Should he be interrupting this much? Okay,
cool. So I swiped right because I thought he was cute, right? He was cute.
Yes, age.
And so of age, probably like...
Of age? I'm asking the age.
Oh, wow.
Here's the thing. When I'm looking for someone to date, I do look at the appropriate age. So he was probably like late
20s. But what is the appropriate?
20s.
I don't know how old you are.
13, apparently, dude.
How old are
I'm
you?
I'm 36. Guys. He's okay. Late 20s. Okay. I like to hook up with 19, 20-ish.
Okay. All right. Laying
it all on there.
Admit it. You know what?
Look.
Owning it.
He has tried to like host these Boy Scout meetups for
that's
decades.
Not true.
My son is a wee blow.
Oh, and look, and they will blow if he has anything to do with it.
Don't listen to him. It's anyway, hacky, so I go on this date with this guy that I considered, I'm consciously trying to, you know, find my love.
Can I ask a question to a gay person?
Yes.
Yes. Let's
now,
get
my
into
always
this
quick
stuff.
First question, besides, you know, their looks and if I'm being set up, their height, okay, because I'm tall. Mm. My next question is, what do they do for a living? In the gay world where dicks come and go right. And there's not a big deal, like you have two guys that they both want to fuck, so no one's holding out.
Yeah, right. Everybody's cum happy,
yes.
They call it.
Do you care what the person does on the first date? Or you really don't give a shit if they folded jeans or they were CEO of a company?
It honestly depends on what my motive is. So if I'm just trying to hook up or...
Well, for this particular day.
For this guy, it is important because I am looking to settle down and have a baby and so forth. So...
You know what would help is if it was a girl, because she could have your baby.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, that shit happens?
No, I agree.
You shouldn't be having children. You're gay. Kidding.
Anyway, I'm going with the story. So I go and meet this guy because I think it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
And I meet him and I'm just not vibing, right?
Where do you meet?
We met at a restaurant. I think it was The Counter.
And what time?
It was at lunch.
And did you get a full burger or the bunless and a salad bowl?
Bunless and a salad bowl.
Wow.
Because you can't pick it up and eat it. And also, you're gay, so you can't have carbs.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So I'm not digging with him. And he's cute, but he's not super cute.
Well, what's wrong with
him? So was his picture cuter than the real life form?
No, but I gave it a shot. The picture was pretty accurate to the life, but I was like, maybe in person and maybe he'll charm me enough so that I will be like, you know what?
So what did he do for a living?
I don't remember.
See? You never asked and you didn't care.
So I decided to take this. He's enjoying the lunch. I decided to take an honest tactic. At the end of the lunch, he said, let's hang out again. And I said, you know what? Honestly, I'm just not feeling it and I don't want to waste any of our time, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you fucking asshole.
Wow.
And I said, what? And he goes, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, what? He said, about a year ago, we met on Facebook and we did this exact date. And I was like, we did? I have no memory of this guy.
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
So then you swiped, we match, and I'm giving you a second chance. And you're doing this to me again.
So on the Facebook date, was it also at the counter?
No, it wasn't also at the counter.
But did you order a bunless meal?
Probably.
Wow.
And thirdly, did you give that same speech at the end of the date a year ago? Or did you just the appropriate thing and blow him off?
I just blew him off.
Okay.
So he's pissed as fuck because
So what did you do?
I said, honestly, I don't remember.
Wow.
And he says, you don't remember? And I remember him saying, we did this, we did that. Like, we were here, like, and I was like, honestly, dude, I don't remember. And he's like, well, this is just ridiculous. And I was like, I felt awful, awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of into me, right? So I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. I'll give it a chance, right? And so,
and is he gay too?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That was something I
was
assumed.
At one point, were you thinking, I should go out with him one more time, let him blow me?
Yes.
As a treat for him.
Oh.
Dude, you're jumping ahead.
I'm gay.
So we
I'm
went
a gay
out
man,
again.
In case you didn't know. Go
we
on.
We went out again. This is exactly what happened.
What is
okay.
going on?
We go to his apartment.
Wait, so you didn't go out again. You just go to the apartment?
Yes. Okay. Went to the
with
apartment.
A chaperone or just
no.
you
did you bring
guys?
Anything oh. to the second date? A
no.
bottle of wine?
No, 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 no.
Fuck no, man.
This was
dude.
What it was, I think. And so it was exact. I can't believe you put it. So I was, the attitude I went was, I'll let him blow me and that's it.
Yeah.
So hold on.
We're almost out of time.
So you wouldn't reciprocate?
I I might, no.
I don't
Sometimes
think
you drive far and you're like,
I
maybe
feel
I
like
should.
The gas money, yeah.
Look, anyway, the long story short.
Yes, hold on.
The long story short is
oh, no.
It's happening and his dog is watching and it's really freaking me out.
What's happening, sex?
The, you know, the blowjob.
The blowjob. Oh, and I said to him.
All of his stories have blowjobs in
can
them.
Can we do something about this dog, right? And he said, yeah. And then he goes, he whistles and brings the dog over.
Yes.
And the dog starts licking his balls.
No way.
And that was the moment where I was like, this is too fucking strange.
So you were in
and
a threesome. You were technically in a threesome with a canine.
For a millisecond.
Hold on.
As
you were
it was
in
happening,
a threesome with a canine.
I have a question. How fast is that dog? That's what I need to know because I need some dogs for this event that I'm doing in Venice next week.
Well, and that was brilliant. And what kind of dog was it?
It was a little dog. It was like a Yorkie. Is that what they're called? Like the little like
yes.
And do it with a full breed?
I don't know, but it happened in milliseconds.
I would like to know which are the freakiest dogs.
It happened in milliseconds, and I was just so shocked. I mean, obviously.
So wait,
like,
he started to lick the balls, and then you pushed his face off your penis.
Yes.
You pulled up now. Were your pants completely off or at your ankles?
This is going too low.
I believe they were down around the ankles.
So you pulled up your pants and underwear.
And I said, "I'm sorry, this is too weird for me."
And then what did he say?
He said, "What? You know, he actually apologized for the dog.
Was he black or not?"
What's the difference?
So
because if he was black,
dog.
It was a Rottweiler, dude, and that would be awesome. Because a Rottweiler could eat your balls off, dude.
So he apologized to the dog.
He apologized for the
dog. To you. Okay.
To me. He said, oh, you know, dog. I just, you know, sometimes that happens. And I was just like, this is, I like, listen, man, I really, like, I'm going to go back to our first date. You know, this, I'm not feeling it.
Okay,
I'm out of here.
This story's way too long, dude. And second
well,
of
anyway,
all.
Anyway, he totally won.
What?
100%. Yes. Though I found yours interesting on a business point, and because we've all been there, I'm always going to pick a juicy dating story. Throw gay and Tinder and a threesome with a dog. I'm sorry, hands down.
It wasn't an actual threesome with a dog.
It was, just admit it.
I'm not going to wear that as a badge of honor.
Well, I'm putting it on you.
So in other words, I, Matt, win the first round.
Round
100%.
One.
Thank you very
That's
much.
Bullshit, you're welcome.
Dude.
And so we move on to round two, which is our interview segment.
I can't believe
segment.
These men are doing all that. That's what I will say. And now they're getting the animals involved. I'm not surprised.
I remember
dude.
A guy told me he used to put, like, he really put peanut butter on his dick and let the dog.
I know.
Rum.
I used to think that was fake, too.
No, it really
it's
happens.
Like, and I thought it was just, like, in comedy bits, but it's real.
It really happens.
It's not. You guys are idiots, man. If you believe that men are putting peanut
This guy told
butter,
me he did it.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
And I don't, you know how, like, now, like, the organ, like, now you realize there's, like, cashew peanut butter.
Yeah, some guys do an almond butter.
Almond, like, do is it only in is the dog only attracted to like Jiffy peanut butter creamy, or can you get like the flaxseed chia
right.
kind from Whole Foods?
Yes,
or
and
Trader
if it's
Joe's.
A gay guy, is it a really low carb, high protein
yeah,
peanut
no
butter,
salt.
Et cetera, et
yeah.
cetera? Anyway, so
I love how that's surprising to people. Like, a dog just ate another dog's ass he just met on the corner, and you guys are shocked it's licking peanut butter off somebody's
balls. You're right.
Balls.
Good point. I don't think they have a lot of morals.
They don't have any morals, dude. We need to quit giving them to them, okay?
We should be more like dogs.
They
so,
have nothing.
Moving
Nine
on.
Dogs
I guess that's why people say
year.
Guys are, ugh, what a dog. He's a dog. I guess
yeah,
that's why
exactly.
people said it. It's not like a popular term now. But.
I got attacked by 9 or 5 dogs on my birthday 1 year outside of my apartment when I was young.
That might have been a better story.
Jumped, actually. It is a true story. And honestly, and I'm this two of them were black. I will say that.
Okay.
Okay. Round two. Here's
but
how it goes.
Were any of them Muslim?
Huh? I don't kidding. Know. One of them could have been.
We're being super racist. Go.
Yes.
So now we are moving on to round two is our interview section where we will take turns asking you
One of them was
questions.
A Shih Tzu.
Oh, okay. Great. I love Shih Tzus.
Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
You get it's it? The Muslim joke?
Yeah. Oh, I get it's it. Like, oh, that is good. Good.
It was good.
Yes.
So our interview's questions. Would you like to go first, Theo?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
You are in the hot seat, girl.
Okay,
great.
I'm going to start it. It's going to be a little bit of a big question. What's wrong with women today? Because something's wrong.
Okay.
And we don't get a lot of women in here. We've had some, but some of them don't even act like women. So I'm going to ask you.
Well, I just heard something interesting on the radio coming over here. And it was on Andy Cohen's radio show on Sirius. And I don't know who these people were. It was two guys and a girl, mm-hmm. and they were talking about Facebook and like shutting down terrorist activities on Facebook. And the
Heavy.
Guy brought up the fact that that the woman in the San Bernardino, the terrorist there, that she had left a 6-month-old baby. Yes. And before he could say the next sentence, the woman that was the one of the co-hosts was like, why is everyone making such a big deal that it was a woman, that a mother left her baby when that baby also belonged to the father who also essentially killed himself by, you know, putting himself in that position. True. And they, the two guys were like, oh my God, you have to make everything such a sexist thing. And I don't really think she was. I think she was just bringing up like an interesting point about society. So I think that's part of the problem is that women are sometimes looking for it and sometimes it exists.
Looking for what?
Looking for
ways to abandon their children. No, I'm kidding.
Unfair, like prejudice or discrimination.
Yeah, it's like
or,
this constant thing.
Yeah. And it does exist.
But it doesn't exist this much. Like it's to the point where it's ridiculous.
I don't know what side you're taking.
I think it's more obvious now. Like I don't think I noticed it as much as I notice it now. Mm. And I'm always been to the point where like I'm so happy. And when people always say, is it hard being a woman in comedy? And you know what? I always felt like it was an advantage because I felt like there weren't as many types that were my type. Mm-hmm. Like you guys are white guys. Mm-hmm. It's the majority of stand-up comics are white guys. Mm. You separate your little being gay. You know, of course, there's black guys. And now there's a lot more women, and which is good because it's subjective. So I feel like there's enough room for everybody. But back when I was starting, it would always be like if there was a lineup, it would if of 10 people, it would be 8 white guys, 1 black guy and 1 woman. Mm. Like it was so.
But that's
why women started doing their own shows together because it was harder to do that. And so, but I just think then you make it work for you. Then let's do a girl show together. Then let's do like, I feel like that's a crutch.
But it's girls too much now. Like I saw a woman fireman the other day.
What's wrong with that?
A woman fireman?
If they can carry what they're supposed to carry, then they can do it.
Are you okay with women in the military and the armed services? What's the difference as a fireman?
A woman fireman is ridiculous. And I also don't think I don't want women on the front lines, not because they're women, but because I don't think it's right for women to do that.
I feel like
that.
Anybody who's willing to do it. I remember my dad was a Marine.
I think it makes women seem like men, and I don't think it's attractive.
When I was like 10, I told my dad, I go, Dad, if they ever draft women, I'm just going to get knocked up. I do not want to go. And so the fact that like, Men, women, gay, straight, transgender actually want to put their life on the line for my country. Oh my God, please go and do what makes you happy because I never want to do it.
Yeah.
So to me, I feel like whoever feels that is their calling and they can do the job, they've, you know, gone through the requirements. Like, my God, please go do it.
I just disagree. I mean, I feel like a woman has a special attachment to a kid. I can understand the guy leaving the baby there, you know, leaving the child
but the
mother leaving the kid, I think that's just fucked up. I think she has a job as a mother first, even if that guy's an extremist. And there are fucked up mothers. I don't think women should be on the front lines shooting. I just don't think it's womanly. I don't think it is. Wow. I think women are mothers.
What is a woman to this day? It's gotten so fucked up right now. Like, honestly.
That's what I'm opening up. That's what I think.
Sometimes as a woman, I feel like a little bit like, well, now that everybody can become a woman, like it's not even as special as it used to. It used to be like, oh my God, we fought so hard. Right. The people ahead of me fought. So I am a woman. I am a special entity of God that he created. Like, you know, and I'm all for people being who they believe. I don't care if you're transgender. I want you to be happy. But I feel like, well, you literally could be anything you want to be, a complete other sex.
So if
someone can go be a woman, there should be no prejudice against women. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year for Glamour.
Yeah.
She had not even been a woman for a year.
Yeah. You got to be a woman for at least a year, I think.
And so it's like, but all the women around, most women were like, great, join our team, girlfriend. I'm like, do you ever think that would have ever applied if a woman who became a man would have won Man of the Year? No way. Just like a man coming, it looks like a woman coming home to her husband and saying, you know what? I know I've been heterosexual for years and given your children, but I'd actually like to remove my tits, grow a beard and be a guy, but I'd like us to stay married and we can be a gay male couple together. How does that sound to you?
No,
but people expect women to stay with their transgender husband. Wow. They think like,
who does?
I feel like people think that that's noble and that that's really wonderful. Maybe they don't expect it.
No dude expects that. Women are just putting all these pressures on each other and it's ridiculous.
We're too fucking nice. That's the problem with women.
That's why
we're
stay away
nice.
From y'all.
Wow.
We're too
nuts.
We're
you mean?
Too
I think you picked the wrong
nice.
N-word.
I stay away
N-word.
From y'all.
Well,
also, I think also what's hard is we do get perceived as, I always remember it back from like the Roseanne days when she ran her show. And it's like, if she fired, you know, EPs and had, you know, was like trying to make it as funny as possible. It was like, oh, such a bitch. She's so difficult to work with. I'm like, but when a man does that with his show, it's like, wow, what a perfectionist. What a great.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, it is true. It is true.
It's
you
true.
Absolutely, as a woman, it's so scary as a woman to be like perceived as a diva. Like, I'm afraid to ask for water. I'm afraid if my name is misspelled.
Maybe 20 years ago, not now.
I don't know how to say it to the club.
Not now.
Nah, I don't know.
It's 20 years ago, maybe, not now.
Yeah, you know, you can be. No, it's the talking. It's not like in the paper, but it's people talking, saying, Heather was difficult. She was a bitch. She, you know, she asked for water.
Right.
Oh, Heather.
Last headliner guy, he didn't ask for anything.
Women are being men, dude. And I think they've abandoned the post as women. That's what I personally.
Well, this is a very important topic. So
thank
I'm
you.
Going to ask about that. Who is the most famous guy that you've blown? No, I'm just kidding. My question
is.
I am
actually going to ask that in a minute.
You mentioned Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
And I know you're friends with Chris.
Yes.
What is it like being adjacent or part of the huge atmosphere that is the Kardashians?
I love being friends with Kris Jenner. I've, you know, throughout the years of Chelsea Lately, all the girls have come on the show. I enjoy spending time with them during the holidays and for their special events that I've been invited to. I have not met Caitlyn Jenner yet. The last conversation I had with Caitlyn was when she was Bruce at last year's Christmas party. Mm. And I have to say, it hadn't come out yet, but Bruce at the time was really, really happy.
Right.
So I'm really, really happy for Caitlyn Jenner and everything that this whole kind of thing, it's just blown the lid off of it. And, you know, but it's amazing. Like, I love to talk about it because I find it so interesting, as it should be. It's
right.
Pretty amazing. And so with that, I just, you know, they're just like, I'm probably the only comedian that's actually friends with them that doesn't like use them as a punchline
right.
for the last decade. But I still, when I would be on Chelsea Lately and it was a topic, I wouldn't always be able to say something funny,
right.
but I knew what to say without being totally mean and the type of humor that they have that they would like.
Well, that's
know?
Funny because one of our social media fans, Helen Schuster, asked, was it hard being friends with Chris and Chelsea? Because, Chelsea didn't seem to dig Chris mm-hmm. as much as you do.
I feel that as powerful as Chelsea was, and she was my boss and everything, I was not one of those people. However, she was surrounded by people like this who would dump other people that she was not friends with, or, you know, all of a sudden not talk to Kris Jenner anymore. Oh my God, am I going to lose my job because Chelsea woke up this morning and hates the Kardashians for 2 years?
Right.
Oh my God. No, I was just like, no. She asked me to go. She asked all the writers to go to a Michelle Obama dinner. It was $2,500 a ticket. And I walked right into her office and I said, I'm sorry, that's a half a year of private school for my son. Hmm. And I don't, you know,
expecting
I'm not,
you
and
to
I'm,
pay
like,
the
I'm
ticket.
Not an Obama fan. So like, A, I'm not, I don't care to meet her.
Right.
And I think she's a fine woman, but like, I don't care to meet her. And she was like, okay. Everybody else was scared shitless. They all paid the $2,500, all the other writers. They all went, and they never even saw Chelsea because she was in the $10,000 place.
Mm.
So the $2,500 people were like in the living room, and the $10,000, I don't know.
They was at the kiddie table at the $2,500.
And it was so funny that later we put it in an After Lately episode.
Right.
And in the After Lately episode, I'm like, I'm not going. You know, like, I'm like, I'm not going. It's a half a year of school. Like, so I feel like you... By them being like that and other people being like that, they're underestimating, I think, Chelsea. Because mm-hmm. Chelsea was like, okay. Like, she didn't fire me because I was friends with them. I'm just like, I go to their house every year. They give my children gifts. When my parents died, Kris Jenner was at the funeral, at my mom's, you know, right after.
It's a legitimate
friendship. Yeah, like, I'm sorry. This is like a loyal person to me that's been really lovely. And I totally appreciate her genius. I appreciate that they got the show and took every opportunity they could with the show because they knew the show wouldn't last forever. I think they're surprised how long it's last. But in the process, they built all these other businesses. They were like the first one to make Twitter profitable for themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank God for that, because we've all benefited from it. So it's like, that's how I feel.
Well, going back to like, going back to Chelsea, I mean, how much of a minefield was that? Because I was on Chelsea. I was on Chelsea once as a guest. And like, I'd met Chelsea like at the comedy clubs and stuff like that. And she was like, you know, okay at the clubs. And like, she didn't even look at like the people that were guests at him. She was just a total cunt.
You were on the round table.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was just a total cunt. And I would notice that like people were... And you would just see how people were just in fear of her on this show, in this environment. I mean, how much of a minefield was that?
It was, I lived in fear, 100% lived in fear. I enjoyed my time there. I was happy, but I mean, something could happen and my heart would be like beating and I'd be like, is this it? You know? And then somehow I just managed to keep surviving, but, not like she would like scream at us or anything like that, but you just, and the people that were right under her really like as the years went on, she wouldn't come to the meetings all the time. So the people right under her were kind of like our eyes and were sort of the only way that she would really hear about us is through them. And right. That made me more nervous because hanging out with her. Yeah. Hanging out with her. We always had a great time. And then, then when you'd have a weekend with her on the road or something, it was so much fun. But, you know, and that wasn't her fault. If she doesn't have to go to the meetings because the show is running itself, then, go do Pilates or go do a photo shoot. I mean, that didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But the thing that bothered me was a little bit of that. And then since those people she's, not friends with either or working with anymore, she's doing her own thing on Netflix. And like, I just heard her on Entertainment Weekly radio and it was so weird that I would have heard it because I just got in a new car, so I didn't even have it like set on that.
New
and I don't listen
dropping.
To that. Sorry. Elise went up. I went to the same thing, got the same thing. Okay.
New
it's not,
dropping.
It's
Fair
so
enough.
Sad because you're so, you used to get so excited if your dad
no,
brought
Matt
home a new car.
Uber,
but anyway,
Matt took a Uber Black
okay.
last month and he bragged about
okay.
it. So go
but
on.
But anyway, I listened to her and she was just like happy to start a new show. And she goes, hey, all these relationships, personal and professional, ended for me this year as they should. The show ended. And I'm like, okay, that's,
How she
lives her
it.
Life, and that's fine. My two best friends are from first grade and freshman year of high school. Literally talk to them every day.
I don't trust anyone you met in first grade.
Well, she's my best friend.
Okay.
So
this
I'm
seems
just saying,
irrational place to meet people.
It's
did you feel blindsided by that? Like when she went to Netflix?
We every day we would like walk around and get a coffee. And be like, what do you think? Do you think she'll sign up for 3 more years? Do you think she'll sign up for 2? We didn't really know.
And no one could ask her?
No, I wouldn't have been comfortable asking her at that time. Like a couple of years prior, yes, but not at that time. And then I was going to the Laker game and I was looking at Twitter and we were in the car with my kids and someone just tweeted, say it isn't so, Heather, with a link. And I clicked on it and it said that her manager was on a red carpet and said that Chelsea's leave, that the show was ending this year.
And did you?
And that's how I found out. And I was like, all right.
Do you say no concessions, kids?
Well, what's so funny is I said it to my husband and my older son is like the total ears, like busybody and goes, wait, does that mean that stuff like this is going to end? Because we did have like free tickets and stuff. And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think I've made it enough and I will continue. But like, yeah, I was kind of like, okay. And then once I adjusted to it, I was like, okay, this is probably best for me because A, I'm not going to have wake up one morning, be mad at myself for quitting. Mm-hmm. I was never fired. Mm-hmm. So by her quitting, it was like, okay, it kind of forced me to do other things because the show was great. Like I wouldn't have given up being on TV.
Right. Right.
You know,
it was great.
It was a super easy job. I was right. with my friends every day. It was like the work was so simple for me because I knew her voice and I knew the topics and all of that. I mean, the little shit that happened with like, oh my God, like I'd want to try to audition for something or do something.
And
I'd be so paranoid
that it might affect her. Or, my
or
word
they
might
find
get around.
Out or whatever that literally I would be like pulling out my fake eyelashes as I'm driving into Universal, wiping off my makeup, putting like a Band-Aid on my arm. Like I got blood work done.
Yeah.
Just heart beating. Like I'd robbed a fucking bank.
Right.
And like that part of it, I was like, after 7 years of being that way, this shouldn't be like this.
Right, right.
And then part of me, it was me because like then Josh Wolf came on and he'd be like, fourth year in, he became a staff writer who I love. And his son at
great.
The time was like 12 or 14 or something. And he'd be like 4:30 on a Monday. Jakey's got a baseball game. I'm out. And they'd go have fun. I'm like, I when I started the job, my kids were 5 and 1.5 years. I missed Christmas plays. I the few times I asked, they said no. Yeah. And then I stopped asking. I didn't want to use the mom card. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
So then I thought, Heather, it's you. It's you me. It's yeah. my attitude. It's me being that girl that does, you know, the girl, what's wrong with chicks. We have a different perspective, which is one of the things, getting back to the Caitlyn Jenner thing, that Rose McGowan had written this Facebook thing saying, like, it's not about what you dress. You have no idea. And he doesn't.
Right.
Because being a white man, because your whole, just being white, being black, same with me. If I, you know, I don't know what it's like to be a little person or a fat person or an Asian person walking around America. I only know my perspective. So for me, I was like, well, if I ever get another job as a staff writer, which one day I may, I'm not opposed to it. I actually loved the experience and the collaboration and everything. I'm like, I'm going to set it up at the top that like, if nothing is something is not super pending, yeah. I'm an executive essentially, and I should be able to leave. I'm not punching a clock. Like right, I work right, at a right. factory.
What okay. Do you have a relationship with Chelsea now?
No,
no.
I think she's still, but hearing her on the radio the other day, I was like, gosh, do I reach out? And then I was like, no, she's good. She's happy. I'm happy for her. I think the show will be great. She should, if she's doing a whole new thing, she should surround herself with different writers and points of view. Nobody from Girls Behaving Badly was on our show ever.
Right.
So I was like, you know, that's kind of her thing. And I think it's okay. And if I ran into her at a restaurant, I'd be like, how are you? Like, I wouldn't avoid her.
Right.
But it was hard. It was a horrible year for me. My dad died in March of 2014. My mom died this year. It'll be 1 year. They're on the 20th. The show ended a couple months before that. My relationship ended with Chelsea.
Right.
Then my mom died. Mm-hmm. So it was like a weird year, like a very, very weird year for me.
A big year.
And it was like, things were like haunting me sort of, you know, my parents, like, loved the show, loved the opportunity that she gave me, as did I. I shared a little bit with them, but it was more like I knew I couldn't do any more on the show. She'd never asked me to guest host. In fact, my roundtables, I used to be on more, and they were like, we're gonna
scale
use
you
all
back.
Of you guys less so that we can get new people in here, which none of us liked. Because who wants that,
right.
you know,
of
even
course.
Though but they're like, work. No, people will be more excited to see you if you're on once every 3 weeks and once a week. I'm like, you know, like,
right.
And then people would be like, why aren't you on that show anymore? And I'd be like, I was like, it was just like, so that part of it bothered me. And at the same time, I was like, well, I was only hired as a writer. So
right.
like, keep your mouth shut and keep your nose on the ground. But like never being promoted, like never, like if a new writer came on, they got the exact same right. amount as right. I did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You know, so that part of it was bugged me.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I was like, it was a great job. And so I would share with my parents, like, I don't know if it continues, you know. So that's why I was trying to secretly get something on the side.
Would you go back and work with Chelsea again if she asked you to work?
And the bottom line is, do you think she's a good person?
You know what? I think she's a good person. I don't agree with how she treats relationships in her life. I think she's missing out. And I think she's missing out by dumping people. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of a shame, because it's like, I don't think you need to like cut someone out completely. Like, you don't have to see them every day, but you know, I think, and that's the only thing. Like, that's just not how I live my life.
Fair
like,
enough.
Sure. I have a couple people. I do. I have a couple people that I had to cut out. Like,
yeah, but
like
she's
really
an
bad.
She's
toxic.
An Ebenezer Scrooge.
But yeah, but I think she's really funny. And when you're in her life and you're her friend, it's
the devil's
greatest
funny, though.
Thing.
The best thing.
It's the best thing ever. It is so much fun. She laughs at you. It, you know, and that's like what's sad, because she makes you feel so special.
Yeah.
Until
you're not anymore.
Until you're not. Yeah. Like, and so that's, but then when I looked around and I'm like, it's so not personal to me
right.
per
it's
se.
Everyone. So you,
it's the way she's
manipulative.
By the way, I've never shared this with anyone. So I hope
know.
You get a lot of freaking listeners for this, because it's taken me a long time. And I was finally like,
a story like this I can't even tell yet. So I'm impressed.
But by hearing her the other day, I was kind of like, you know what? It's all
it's
good.
Yep.
It's been a year. Everybody's working. I mean, when people say, I miss you guys. I miss you guys all together on the show. I'm like, well, then follow us. Go see live comedy. You know, we're all doing different things. You know, if Chelsea Lately turns out to be the pinnacle of my career, then so be it.
Yeah.
Like, I still have a family and friends from the first grade that love me that will never bail on me, whether I'm on TV or not. So for me, it didn't, like, I lived in the same, I had the same house when I started the show as I do now, the same husband, same kids. The only thing that changed was literally death of my parents and the show. So, but I guess it is weird when I explain it like this.
No, I don't think it's weird. I think it's just pretty earnest. I mean, but I mean, do you feel like you could trust Chelsea? I mean, she sounds.
Yes, you can trust her, but it's just.
She's
smart.
It's
like you just don't know when she's just going to, like, when she would just get tired of someone and go, I don't really think that's right for anymore. Now, in her defense, she's probably like, oh, my God, I wanted to get rid of you year two. And I kept you on. Like, I don't know what she would say, which is possible.
Right.
So in some ways, I think she keeps a lot, would keep a lot of people around, be out of a lot of guilt. I mean, there was a time when early on we went out to lunch. She's like, I think I have to fire this one writer. And I was like, you should have fired him 6 months ago. Like, he's not right for the job. You know, and all this, and she struggled with it.
Wow.
So I think she struggles with it a lot. And I think, and then I think there were times when she did have to do it that she did insist on being in the room and try, and some relationships did last. Like, some people left and were still able to be on the round table. Some people were not. Mm-hmm. Every person was different. You know, it's almost like if she didn't really, I don't know. Like, she did, every relationship was kind of different, but it was, it was very, it's a very interesting person, and she's, what she's accomplished is amazing. So,
but do you feel like, you have to, you have to constantly adjust yourself and change for her?
No, I was very much myself. And but there were a couple times where but what was great about After Lately is, as fucked up as some of these things would happen, which is really reflective of my own life, like whether it be a horrible fight with my husband or whatever, quite shortly after, not too much after, I can find the funny in it.
Right.
So like this one time we went to the upfronts for After Lately and Chelsea Lately. Mm-hmm. And now what happens is all those advertisers are there that you're supposed to kind of kiss their ass. Yeah. They're very excited to meet the people, you know, the Kardashians are there and everybody. And then the woman at the end of the thing says, and now we've got, you know, I can't even remember the band, but it was the band, like the band comes out and starts playing like a really popular song at the time. Let's start the dancing. So I get up and I start dancing with Whitney Cummings. Mm-hmm. And the E people are like, God, I love you, Heather. Like, I'm a corporate delight. Like, right. Truly, like, I was a realtor. I know how to market. I know how to, like, kiss ass. Like, I was like taking pictures with everybody, got the dancing going. I'm like, thanks. We all go out to dinner after. Chelsea doesn't, but we all go out to dinner and it's fine. And then a couple of days later, I'm at the office and I bring a magazine, like one of the tabloids, in to show her something funny that they wrote about her or something. And I go, oh, I don't know if you saw this yet. And she looks at it and she goes, what the fuck was wrong with you dancing like an asshole at that thing?
Jeez.
And she goes, and I go, what? And she goes, were you drunk or just so desperate for attention? And I go, I thought they wanted us to like do the dancing. I'm like, I just said, I'm sorry I'd upset you. And then I walked out and I shared it with everybody. And good. they were like, oh my God, like, how did I get screamed at for dancing?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm a happy person. Wow. Like, why wouldn't I dance? This band, a live band, I'm on a TV show. Everything I do, I'm like, I may never have this opportunity again. So when I went to the upfronts, I'm like, this could be the last upfronts I ever go to. Mm-hmm. Every time some sweaty audio guy mics me with a cool mic on my bra, I'm like, Heather, enjoy it. This could be the last time anyone clicks a mic on you.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I live my life. So I was like, why wouldn't I take advantage of this great opportunity? Yeah. And so, but then in the end, like then 4 months later, we're filming After Lately and they wrote it in there.
That's funny.
And in it, they're like, you know, Whitney Cummings was dancing with Heather too. And she goes, yeah, but I love Whitney. And like, she says that now we could laugh about it. So I'm sort of like, so that's where I'm like, I don't hold anything from the, you know,
it sounds like it was just tough to navigate.
Yeah. And because she wasn't happy doing the show at the end, which everybody saw, she had tired of it. She didn't know how to get out of it. She didn't, you know. And so, which is why she kind of went on Howard Stern and sort of ended it early for us, because we were supposed to go till the end of December. And then we went to, they mutually decided on August, and which screwed us because we had Writer Guild contracts, which were not honored. But so everybody else walked away with a severance and I walked away with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was about six of us that nobody walked. Because we were Writer's Guild, but still, again, had a job for 7 years, walked away with a 401k because I put into it. walked away with a career, walked away with books, all of that, super grateful for, but those little things were not that cool.
Well, let me ask, we're going to wrap it up. I have one last question, and this is going back to Chris.
Yes.
And this is something that social media asked. As a mm-hmm. friend of hers, do you think that this guy she's with, and you know black guys, you wrote for black guys early on.
Yes.
Do you think that this is the guy she's supposed to be with? That this is the real thing?
I think at this point, a woman...
And why do the Kardashians love black guys? Tell us that too.
First of all, I think he's good looking and very suave. He totally pursued her at a party.
Mm.
And I also just think it's like, I think black guys pursue them. And I don't think it's like they wouldn't date a white guy. I think it's black guys pursue them. And then it makes for like a fun dinner party because everybody kind of gets along. And but no, I think he's really nice.
Corey, and right? His name's Corey.
I think he's really nice.
You think he's the one?
Who knows if anybody's the one forever? Staying till she's 90? I mean, I don't know.
But you think they're going to get married? They're engaged.
I don't think that she would marry anybody. I wouldn't help any 6-year-old woman twice divorced with grandkids and kids to get married.
Right.
I don't even know that if something happened to me, if I'd ever want to like get married again. Like, I think you get married to like have kids at a certain time of your life. And afterwards, I'm like, really,
what's
why would you complicate your life like that?
If they got married, would you get them more of like a black gift or more of a white gift?
I'd get them black and white Hermes dishes. No.
Yeah. Great. So that wraps up our round
two. That's going to wrap up round two.
The interview. You got to pick a winner of that. It was interesting. It was very interesting.
I feel like I didn't even let you guys ask me that question, that I talked so much.
You did talk a lot, but I like it.
I'm going to say Theo, and I'm not just saying that because I gave it to you last time.
It's because I'm cuter.
He's cuter, and he had his own experience.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like his question.
Well, what can I do about that?
Oh, well. It's your life, too.
Congratulations, Theo. You win round two. Let's move on to round three really quickly,
which
is our debate.
We each have one minute to propose our side of the debate, and then we'll open it up, and you'll decide mm-hmm. who won the podcast.
Would you like to announce the debate topic tonight?
Nope, I'll let you announce it.
Feminism, which is something that we've already touched on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is, Theo believes that it's gone too far,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that it hasn't. So I will start.
Okay.
So the fact...
One minute on the clock, Andrew.
Has feminism gone too far? The facts are the facts. Mm-hmm. To me, women don't get paid as much as men. They're still looked at as inferior in society by some people. Mm-hmm. So ergo, feminism has no choice but to stay. And so I believe that there's a difference in male men bashing and a difference in standing up for your right as a female. Because I do believe we're not at the point where females are treated as equals, no matter how much you think they are, how much people do. It's the facts of the facts. And so women should keep fighting for equality because it's not there yet. It's not. Period.
Okay, my minute. I'm going to say that equality is there. I mean, sure, women might say, like, we don't make the same amount of money in certain regards, but some of that I feel like is a bit of a tariff for a lot of gentlemanly things that get done. Like, you don't have to hold doors open. You don't have to like lift your luggage up and put it on the overhead rack. Like, you don't have to defend yourself. If like a bunch of thugs show up with guns, like the dude has to step in front of you. Like, that's a bullet taking tariff right there. You know what I'm saying? What, 15 cents on the dollar, whatever. So you got some fella taking a bullet all the time. Also, I think it's gotten out of hand. Like, they have women firemans now. I talked about this earlier. They have firemans that are women. And
not even firemen, firemans.
I know what they are called. They are called firemans, but they are women.
Uh-huh.
And the other day I was actually in line at a Starbucks and they had a firewoman man in there. And this kid goes, "Oh, look, Dad, it's a fireman." And the woman goes, "It's firefighter." And he goes, no, I know, fireman." That's what he said to the lady. And I totally understand how he feels.
Wow.
Okay, they said you're done. Okay.
Heather.
Absolutely, Matt. But can I give my two cents?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's interesting is raising two sons, as mm-hmm. I am, 13 and 9. It changes as like when you're a mom raising sons in this society. I feel like, shut up, you dumb bitch. Like, I kind of feel like enough, because I do feel so many ways we've done great. I mean, there's more. It's what's really sad is how many more women are going to college than guys. And I don't know what's going on. And I don't. And I think it starts from the educators. And I get so excited when my son has a male teacher. Mm-hmm. I wish more men taught. Mm-hmm. And maybe couples getting together where the man doesn't necessarily have to make the most money. I wish they would teach, because boys learn differently, and to have a guy teach them. I mean, lots of times the all male schools have some more men than women, mm-hmm. but again, it's not a high paying job. And then people are like, oh, he's a teacher. And mm-hmm. So with women making more money and oftentimes men being the caregivers, like, I think they can be great caregivers. Like, I think they can raise better children than
we
can.
So real quick. So like when Jennifer Lawrence or Patricia Arquette or whatever come out and they say women are not getting the equal pay and they make, it's a big issue and it's a big stink in Hollywood. Do you say, shut the fuck up? Or do you
say? No, I agree with what Jennifer Lawrence said, in that she said, I didn't negotiate enough. They offered me the first thing or whatever it was. And I said, okay. At the same time, I was like, well, what was her box office draw now is quite different right. than when she did that movie a couple years ago.
Right.
So I definitely think that's the job of your agent to be like, yeah. hey, right. this is Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Like
thing.
Every chick in America is going to go see this movie.
Right.
You know, they should make as much as Will Ferrell is making or whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
And so, and I always wonder, like, when they say 15% of the dollar, maybe this is me being ignorant because I've never understood it. Are you saying that two people that are RNs at the same amount of experience, they're purposely giving a woman less money?
Right.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that. So then, so
it's
if in general in the world, we're making 15% less,
right.
it's because we haven't worked as long, or we took 10 years off to have kids.
Right.
So
right.
we don't have the same experience as our husband who's worked straight for 50 since he's
so
been
women
50.
Find out the facts. Don't be led astray. That's what you need to know.
I think so. But the stuff that you're saying is like horrible arguments, Theo.
No, they're great arguments. They have a fireman that's a woman.
But I mean, but to say that someone is going to step in front of you and all that, no, like that doesn't even matter. Like I try to teach my son like to be a gentleman and stuff, but my husband's not that gentlemanly,
right.
quite honestly.
Well, he should listen to this. Then and hopefully you'll know who won the podcast today.
Who won
Heather?
The podcast? Obviously, it's 2-1.
You have to pick a winner, and it can be me.
No, it's not you. It's Matt. That story.
Wow.
Threesome with a dog, and forgetting that you went on the date with a guy a year
this
prior on a different social media app is has so many layers of joy for me.
Thank you.
You are my
and
favorite.
So juicy
Thank
and
you.
So good.
Thank you.
And I would not want to be a gay man living in LA. I think you guys
I don't
have
want
it
to be
hard,
a gay man and living
I
in LA.
I think you guys have it harder than any other person out there.
Thank
dating.
You. Thank
More
you.
Problems
so
for women and gay men.
I will take that
men.
Win. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yep, you can find her on Podcast One, Juicy Scoop. You are my favorite female podcast host.
Just Thank you. Who am I
but
up against?
But he has
against?
To say female,
Who
by the way.
Who am I up against?
Every other female.
Eliza? Better than Eliza?
Yep.
Better than...
Anna Faris?
Jessamay Peluso.
Oh, Anna
Faris.
Those are
the only two that I know.
Huh?
And better than Anna Faris.
Well, she just started, so.
And better than 85%
but
of the men.
But not the men.
Yeah. That's fine. I can't compete with a man. You can't compete
there you
with
go.
Thick.
You can
know?
Find her on Podcast One, Juicy Scoop. Heather McDonald, thank you so
thank
much.
You so
oh, and
much
can I say my dates really quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be at my biggest show is that I'm really excited for is in Chicago on February 14th, actual Valentine's Day at Ooh. Park West Theater. Please see me. Nashville the week before that. HeatherMcDonald.net for dates. Awesome. At Heather McDonald for Instagram and Twitter. Please follow me. I have kids to feed and Chelsea Lately Ended.
She's very funny.
We are also sponsored by Dobel Tequila. So
Ooh,
we
nice.
Present to you a bottle of Dobel Tequila.
Oh my God. I love
so,
it.
Enjoy it with the kids.
Yeah. Why don't you give a little bit to your man. Tell him to be a little bit more.
I love tequila.
I love that you were just stroking it. Like,
this is a beautiful
be.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dobel.
You bet.
And if Dobel would like to sponsor me, call me up.
Thank you so much,
Thanks.
Heather. We'd
Thank
love
you,
to have
Heather.
You here.